goodness. You know, these old files aren't very well organised, Mrs. Goines.
You're very keen, aren't you, dear?
Ah, here we are, the Aldersgate stick-up. I see. I see. Gosh, and that was the exact line in the play. No wonder it jogged Mr. Cook's memory.
Oh, it's a good job some of us have got some brains. Cup of tea.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. G. The inspector said I could help in some small way, you see, so I'm just doing a little bit of research. I won a prize in Hendon for forensic observation, you know.
Yes, I do know, dear. You told us on your first day with practically your first breath. Honest, it's like having Sherlock Holmes in our very midst.
Does that worry you, Mrs. Groynes?
Me, dear? No, dear.
Can I ask, do you remember the Aldersgate stick-up?
Of course, dear. It's one of them unsolved cases that the inspector's so proud of. Now, I hope you're not going to solve it for him after all this time, dear. I warn you, he'll be very disappointed.
And then, just because this girl is making a rug, he goes berserk, starts chucking things about like a gorilla in a zoo and calling her an ant.
That's modern theatre, sir.
And she was going to have his child and they weren't even married. Isn't there a law about that?
Oh, it's just a play, sir.
Brunswick, is there something different about your nose? Morning, Twitten.
Morning, sir.
You're excited?
I am, sir. Sir, I have reason to believe that I have made considerable progress in the case, sir.
I think you ought to know, Constable, that people have actually started calling you Clever Dick Twitten around the station. And I started it.
It doesn't bother me, sir.
Really? Well, carry on.
In the play, sir, you may remember that towards the end, Johnny mimics Ruby's bus conductor call. Any more for any more? It was at this juncture on Tuesday night that Mr. Cook's memory was jogged, sir. I expect you are asking yourself why.
Am I?
Going back through the records of the Aldersgate stick-up, I found that these exact words were uttered by the masked female bank robber after she had fired a warning shot and winged one of the security guards. Her exact words were, "All right, you lot, all this standing around drawing won't put the art back on the walls of the National Gallery now, will it? Now, any more for any more." I think she was referring to the fact that during the war, the National Gallery's priceless art collection was kept down coal mines in Wales for safety, sir.
Really?
On account of the bombs, sir.
Ah.
And at this point, you see, it had yet to be returned.
Doubtless.
So it was a topical wartime reference, sir.
Good heavens.
But the point is, Cook's memory was jogged when he heard those words again in the play, any more for any more. And he remembered something he had heard at the station. Now,
I'm so sorry, dears. I was just about to dust in here.
No, carry on, Mrs. Grimes. Won't be long. Twitten thinks he's solved the case.
Oh, and he's worked very hard, he has, dear. So you be nice to him.
So, Twitten, you've established that Cook remembered something during the play. Now, how far did you get with the person sitting in the seat behind?
Well, it was a woman, sir. The original purchaser of the seat, D18, was a Mr. Hannington.
Anything to do with Hannington's department store? I posed as a hosiery assistant there once. I went by the name of Ian. Oh, no. Sorry. Carry on.
Well, sir, by a lucky coincidence, the witness is connected with the store. The point is, sir, that at the time of the murder, he wasn't sitting in the seat that he had booked. A mysterious woman in a very distinctive white fur hat had approached him at the beginning of the evening and given him £5 to swap seats. She said she needed to sit nearer so that she could hear.
Really? £5 to hear better? I'd have given £10 not to hear it at all.
Oh, I'm clear.
Mrs. Grimes, sorry, could you just...
I'm so sorry, dear. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
He said that she was about 5 feet 4 inches in height, attractive, blonde, around 45 years old, had a nice face and a very distinctive voice, and was wearing, as I said, a white fur hat, which he actually recognised because it had been sold from Hannington's.
Oh, Mrs. Groynes!
Mrs. Groynes, you all right?
I'm so sorry. No, okay. I'm done. I've
not. Right, carry on. Good. You know, good grief, Twitten. I feel quite strange. Can you feel it, Brunswick?
I can, sir.
Yeah, it's as if you're actually moving towards a solution to a crime. I don't think I've ever felt it before. It's quite exciting.
So, I went along to Hannington's, and they are searching their records now for the name of the woman who bought the hat. And I think it will turn out to be the stick-up woman, sir, who silenced him before he could tell me what he so strangely remembered was at the station yesterday morning. Doubtless his memory jogged by being with you again, sir.
Brunswick? What do you think of Twitten's work? It's pretty astonishing. And all without going undercover.
I'm very happy for him, sir.
I looked at all the threatening letters, sir, but I no longer think the murder was related to Mr. Cook's professional unpopularity, sir. Sergeant Brunswick, sir, Has something happened to your nose?
Yeah.
Well, all this standing around jawing won't clear up the recent catastrophic outbreak of myxomatosis in the rabbit population, will it, dear? I'm off, but, oh, I nearly forgot, Inspector. This came for you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I think it's a confession, dear, to the murder of that critic bloke. I'm too busy with my own doings to follow everything that goes on in here.
The confession?
Was it handed in by a woman in a fur hat?
Oh, it's from Ronnie the Nurk.
Oh, no.
What? Ronnie the Nurk again? He's only just out on bail for the headless body on the pier.
Well, Ronnie is a very bad boy, and a bit easily led, if you know what I mean. Sorry, dear.
What does it say, Inspector?
Yeah, it's all here, Twitten. Sorry. I done the critic. It was me acting alone. I am a fanatical, with two N's, devotee of the theatre, and I deplore the unfair things what A.S. Cook wrote in his newspaper about the clogs on the batty stones. Someone had to put a stop to this vile man, and it was me, signed Ronnie the Nurk. Well, I'm stunned.
So am I, sir. I was so sure I was on the right track.